They have no real faith in God and use religious ideals and concepts merely as another tool for social control. The struggle against such steadfast will to power and its attendant control will not be easy. Sacrifices and change will have to be made in all areas of society. Lifestyles will have to be altered. But it can be done, hopefully, before the United States falls into depression, anarchy, and then a police state. New energy sources and technologies are lurking in the wings. Technological breakthroughs await only the change of attitude on the part of conventional politics, commerce, and finance. A sea change in the public consciousness is well underway, although it is not reflected in the corporate-controlled mass media. Yet it is happening. Informed consumers are beginning to realize they can vote with their spending. If enough people refuse to buy a certain product, whether it's a brand of car, gasoline, or something else, or even reject a federal policy proposal, it can force a change of direction in the controllers. We may do well to recall the words of President Franklin D. Roosevelt, who had to deal with a previous New World Order. In a 1940 address, he stated, "The history of recent years proves that the shootings and the chains and the concentration camps are not simply the transient tools, but the very altars of modern dictatorships. They may talk of a new order in the world, but what they have in mind is only a revival of the oldest and the worst tyranny, in that there is no liberty, no religion, no hope. The proposed new order is the very opposite of a United States of Europe or a United States of Asia. It is not a government based upon the consent of the governed. It is not a union of ordinary, self-respecting men and women to protect themselves and their freedom and their dignity from oppression. It is an unholy alliance of power and self to dominate and to enslave the human race." It appears that the New World Order is really just the Old World Order packaged with modern advertising slickness, new names, logos, and slogans. What once was traditional American conservatism has been molded into fascist forms, beginning with the infusion of National Socialism ideals into the military-industrial complex, which then spread into science, corporate life, the mass media, and even political parties.